Brian.
Hi, 妙芬。
欢迎来到哲学十分钟。
It's time for clearing the air or the self-cultivation club.
化蝶社。
Yeah.
我们已经开始要进入第十一个德性。
That's right. We're almost done with our virtues.
但是上一个德性第十个 ，Franklin， 他说的第十个德性，清洁。
Right, number 10 was cleanliness. That's what we did for this past week. We've been working on it.
对，但清洁这个工课我花了比较多时间。
You spent a lot of time on it?
对，因为这个月有两篇研讨会论文，就花了蛮多时间。
You had two talks to give? Wow, that's a lot.
对，所以有关清洁就做的一小部分。
Oh, so you didn't spend a lot of time on it, or you thought a lot about it, which...
就是，但这个礼拜有好一点，因为那个论文已经报告完了。
Oh, so you gave your talks, and now you're catching up on the cleanliness.
Cleanliness, 清洁，对。那清洁，我记得你有说清洁不只是自己的居家、衣服、我们的东西要保持整洁。然后还有就是环境。
Well, yeah, I think that I was thinking more about this also, cleanliness, trying to keep my own life clean. And so Franklin says cleanliness is body, clothes, and habitation.
对。
And originally when I thought about habitation, I thought it just meant the place I live or the place I work. But if you think about habitation in the big picture, like habitat,then it probably means, even though he didn't mean it, because he didn't live in a time when there was environmentalism as a thing, I think today he would agree that cleanliness refers to also our environment.
我们居住的大环境，环保，
right, right. So the air and the water and the garbage we produce. And so I was thinking about things like eating vegetarian,or taking airplanes, or walking versus driving, that kind of thing, and how, whether or not I'm clean, I'm cleanly in that sense.
对，就其实现在有那个太空垃圾，对不对？因为我们发展太空科技，所以也丢了很多垃圾在大气层外面。
Right.
这也是我们制造的脏的东西需要清洁。Right. 那我记得之前我们有谈过。清洁这件事情也跟专注有关，细节，天花板。
Yeah, right. We talked about, remember when we talked about order?
对。
And we talked about how order can influence our ability to concentrate and our ability to do other things like resolution
对
and, that, and be creative.
对。
And I think cleanly, in English...Today in English, like if I clean my office, it doesn't mean that I just wipe it down. It means also that I put things in order. So I think cleanliness is also, in that sense, related to living a regular life and getting things done and being accomplished. Yeah.
然后注意到一些地方，我们要去把它弄干净，也是因为我们注意到那个地方有问题，细节，对吧？专注。
Yeah, that's right. So part of being, that's a really good point, is part of paying attention to cleanliness is the paying attention part. If we don't pay attention to our environment, then it's hard that things will just get worse and worse.
对，因为 Franklin 他这十三个德性，他其实是在修行，我们在锻炼自己的功夫过程里面，越后面是越困难。然后我们就在想说，为什么清洁这么困难？
Exactly，
是不是因为专注力？
Exactly，
是蛮困难的事情。不然 Franklin 把清洁放在第十个。
That's a hard one. Yeah. So Franklin, like you said, Franklin put these in order of the easiest to the most difficult, and cleanliness comes towards the end, which means it must be difficult for him. But why would that be difficult? Does it have something to do with the ability to pay attention to these little things in life. Because he was, I imagine, he was an inventor, right? And,
a
thinker, and his mind must have been wandering a lot. That's probably...
只是说他平常不会注意那么多。
Yeah, so he probably doesn't pay attention to the little things.
就像我在写论文的时候。
Yeah, like when, I think when anybody's being creative, right, they get focused on that thing.
对,很多哲学家, yeah. 或者一些什么大师级的,
yeah.
他们的工作室书房都非常乱。
Is that true? Yeah, some people, yeah, for sure, some creative people.
对啊, 一堆一堆一堆, 越来越多, 越来越多。
Very disordered offices. Because they're so focused on one thing, they neglect the other things. Right,
对啊。
Right. Yeah, that may be why he finds it so difficult. Do you find it difficult? When you're immersed in your writing. Yeah. It's hard to catch up on all those little things.
比如说,他有讲说要保持我们身体,
yeah.
衣服, yeah. 东西, 还有环境。
Okay.
清洁,那花在这上面时间其实是蛮多的哦,如果你每天都要清洁,厕所,客厅,书房,办公室,还有卧室,然后要洗那些床单,然后像台湾这么潮湿,枕头套,然后什么衣服,每个礼拜要洗,要花很多时间。
So if you're working on something that takes time,
对,
then you're not going to be paying attention to all the other little things that need to be clean, like your clothes or your mattress or your body, washing your face or your curtains or something like that. Yeah. Yes, so I have a confession to make.
Ah, 请说.
My confession is that I've been busy at the end of the semester grading and catching up on things.
对，美国现在是已经结束学期了。
Yeah, and giving a talk. Thank you. And so I haven't cleaned my office for 3 weeks.
你竟然有三个礼拜没有整理你的。
But I did today. I did today. I caught up today because the semester is over now. But it was kind of dirty, my office.
你的桌面有脏吗?
The floor of my office.
Oh.
Yeah, and yeah, everything was piled up. There were papers and books everywhere. But now I've cleaned it. I've put everything in its place, just like Franklin said. And I mopped, I swept and mopped the floors. Now it's clean, but it's interesting because this brings us to our next one.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is tranquility.
第十一个,我们接下来就要进入到第十一个了。
Right. And that one, now that I've got my office clean, I feel very tranquil.
就静下来了。
And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because the semester's over and I feel like I'm caught up on things, or if it's because everything's clean and orderly. And plus, I hadn't been keeping up with my Tai Chi Chuan either. And I felt very bad about that. But this morning I went and did it, and now I feel very good. And maybe that's partly why also.
对,所以清洁可以帮助下一个,第十一个德性,沉静,对吗? 那我们来看一下那个沉静的dogma是什么?
Franklin said the tranquility is, do not be disturbed at trifles, or at accidents common or unavoidable.
你说... 他的这个信条,dogma,这个方法,就是说 mm-hmm. 不要被小事情,琐碎的事情打扰。
Yep.
然后呢,
and,
遇到意外的事情。
So not just 小事情, but also, right, 意外的事情, accidents. Mm-hmm. What kind of accidents? Common accidents.
哦,一般的。
Or unavoidable accidents.
一般或者无法避免的那些突来的事情。
Right.
以及琐碎的事情,我们都不要被他们打扰。
Yeah, so tranquility to Franklin seems like a kind of patience.
不只是耐性, 它是不要被一些突发的事情,
but also the ability,
无法避免的事情,
yeah, also the ability
打扰。
To... What's the right word?
什么样的能力就是...
The ability to...
你说在... 压力底下还可以保持安静优雅。
Yeah, so, okay, this is a good way to say it. Sort of like Hemingway said.
海明威说的。
Yeah, Hemingway said, he defined courage in a certain way. He said courage is grace under pressure.
勇气是在压力底下的优雅。
Yeah. So I think grace under pressure is a kind of a good way to think of. So if you're feeling stress, I think this is what you're saying. So it's not just patience, but when you feel stress, are you still able to function well? And I think that's a good way to think about tranquility, even for Franklin, right? So in a busy life, you can still get lots of things done.
因为都是琐碎的事情,
yes,
把我们的注意力, 我们的时间分散了, 把我们的精力给占据了, 还有一些我们无法避免的, 一定要处理的状况。
Right, so everybody has a busy life. Everybody has things that pop up. They know they're coming, and but sometimes they don't know they're coming.
对,
and no matter what happens, you're still able to deal with each one without getting upset, without losing your mind. You're able to just, one after another, take care of it. That's a kind of tranquility. And if you think of it that way, it can be very difficult, right? Maybe that's why it's number 11 on the list.
所以我们才要透过这个 就是 body system 讨论，这是另外一个方法， 伙伴系统，
right,
同伴，
right, right.
就是我们会交换说， 我们用什么方法训练平常我们自己可以面对这么多突来的或是一般要处理的事情，
right.
论文啦， right, 协作啦， right. 审查， 改考卷，
right.
一堆的事情， 那还有家里的事什么的，
right.
我们的方法是什么？ 下一次我们可以更深入的讨论，可是今天可以先透露一下，
I think you make a good point that first of all, for tranquility, because it's complicated, it's actually more complicated than just patience, like you say. And but it can use a method. And what we've been talking about this whole time is different methods for self-cultivation. And what we can think about for tranquility is what are the best methods for self-cultivation, generally and specifically.
Dogma, 我们有了，可是就像你刚刚说的，在压力当中还保持着内心的优雅，对不对？ 那这是一个dogma， 一个信条方法。Dogma,
and you mentioned the buddy system.
Buddy system, 对。
Implementation intentions.
可以用得到吗？
Right.
一个执行的意图。
Absolutely, yeah. Well, he's talking about common and unavoidable, right? So if it's common, you know it's coming. If you know it's coming, you can do an implementation intention.
Oh, 怎么样? 你说放一个东西,
right. So for example,
提醒我们要保持静下来,
right.
心要静下来。
Here's a good example. So at the end of the semester when I'm grading, I know there will be some student who will write an email to me expressing their dissatisfaction.
会有一些突来的email,
right.
学生的通知或什么。
Right. And so I can think ahead of time, how will I respond? And the best way to respond for me is to not respond immediately.
Oh.
Right, because then I'm more likely to not be tranquil.
这个方法我有学到，从你这边，就是说我们再想一下。
Right. Right. Sometimes what I'll do
is,
sometimes I'll write my response, but not send it. And then maybe send it the next day. And then revise it.
越严肃越可能重要的事情我们就越慢一点。
Right, exactly. The more serious something is, sometimes you want to take it more slowly.
我的方法，不过下次我们可以再继续讨论我们这一周做的怎么样，安静这个第十一个德性。我自己昨天晚上试着一下方法，可能还是跟持咒 mantra 还有瑜伽、有关，透过身体的柔软放松，来让我可以在很快的时间里面处理有条不紊的处理事情，然后不会感到紧张，这样子。
Yeah, certain things that you and I do commonly, like yoga, meditation, those might help us be tranquil. Yeah, that's true. So we can talk about, we can do that this coming week. And then see if we're more tranquil.
对，好，那就下礼拜见。
All right, good idea.
而且新年快到尾声了， 应该先说祝新年快乐。
And Happy New Year.
希望明年会更好。
Yeah, I hope next year will be better.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.